AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A fierce winter storm could drop up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the northeastern U.S. New York City declared a state of emergency as blizzard warnings stretched from Maryland to Maine. The Mexican army says it killed powerful drug lord Nemesio Rubén Oseguera Cervantes in western Mexico yesterday. Cartel members burned cars and blocked roads in 20 Mexican states. And school was canceled in several of the states. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an armed man shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago.
An armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida, as another vehicle was exiting before being shot and killed early Sunday morning by Secret Service and a deputy, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
They confronted a white male that was carrying a gas can and a shotgun.
The sheriff also tells WPBF-TV he was ordered to drop everything but only put the fuel can down.
Raised the shotgun to a shooting position. At that point in time, the deputy and the two Secret Service agents fired their weapons and neutralized the threat.
That man ID'd as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin, according to a person speaking on condition of anonymity. He'd been reported missing by his family. Investigators believe he drove from North Carolina to Florida, picking up the gun along the way. President Trump and the First Lady, who were often at Mar-a-Lago on weekends, were at the White House at the time. I'm Julie Walker.
The Homeland Security Department says the Global Entry Program will stay closed as long as the government is partly shut down. The program lets pre-approved travelers entering the U.S. move quickly through airports. U.S. futures dropped and Asian shares were mostly higher after the Supreme Court struck down most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs last week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A woman adopted by an American war veteran faces deportation to Iran. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
She was adopted from an Iranian orphanage when she was 4 years old by an American war veteran and raised a Christian in the U.S. That was 1974. Now, 52 years later, the Trump administration is trying to deport her back to Iran. She's one of thousands adopted from abroad who were never granted citizenship because of a legal loophole. The AP is not naming the woman because of her legal situation. She got a letter this month ordering her to appear for removal proceedings. She has no criminal record. The letter says she is eligible for deportation because she overstayed her visa. The Trump administration has been on a mass deportation campaign. I'm Julie Walker.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.